Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. The topic for tonight is a very important one, and it's the aftermath of the Egel. And we have a problem here. We have to, Moshe Rabbeinu's job at this point in time is the most important one that he ever faced, and that is repairing the damage of the Egel. Of course, between him and God, between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has repaired the damage. He has gone back up for 40 days and 40 nights. But now he has the people together, because as we all know, that Achdus is the most important thing. If they're going to be in the Midbar and they're going to, at this point in time, still in a very short time, about to enter the land of Israel and become a nation, and there has to be some sort of Achdus over here. And after the Egel, as I mentioned last week, when the B'nai Levi had to go ahead and literally wipe out 3,000 of their countrymen, or some of the Erev Rav, whatever it was, but all the people that were involved, and of course the Torah tells us that it was some relatives, could have been brothers-in-law, could have been half-brothers, it could have been close friends, whatever it was. But it certainly created a lot of divisiveness. And when you have this divisiveness in the aftermath, as much as Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that God is willing to give them another chance, there's still a lot of finger pointing. And Moshe, of course, as we said, had to pray for them to be able to still be able to build a Mishkan, because why would God want somebody who has betrayed him so terribly to build his home? I mean, if you've had a contractor and he's gone against your every wish, I think you might look for another contractor if he's doing whatever he wants and you wouldn't trust him to build your house. And therefore, it becomes a very difficult task on Moshe Rabbeinu's behalf. And therefore, the parsha begins very interestingly enough, even though we've had in various places up to now the laws of keeping Shabbos, certainly in the Aseres Hadibros, it doesn't give us a lot of information. But here, finally, at the beginning of Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu begins, Vayakel Moshe, Eskolatas B'nai Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, and he speaks to them, and he says, Lo Sivaru Eish, Bechol Moshevosechem, B'yom HaShabbos, and he starts to give the lecture on Hilchos Shabbos. And one might ask, what was the point of doing this now? And of course, we know Chazal tell us very simply that since he's giving them the job to build the Mishkan, he wants them to understand that even though the job of building the Mishkan is so vital to, certainly it's building the house of God, we might assume on some level that it overrides the Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore would not be vital to keep the Shabbos at this point. This would override Hilchos Shabbos. And so God is here to tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to tell us that. But the reality is, it's very interesting. We know that Vayakel Moshe, this is the only time in the Torah that it says that Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael for a speech. Even though we know in Parshas, at the end of the Torah, towards the end of the Devarim, when it says Hakel es Om Hu Anoshim VaAnoshim VaHataf, when we get that in Nitzavim, and everybody's gathered around, but here the language is, this was Moshe's idea, Vayakel Moshe. There it was God who was told by Moshe to gather everybody. Here this is Moshe's idea to gather everybody. And when you want to give tochacha to somebody, we have a law in the Torah, which we will learn in Parshas, in Vayikra, when it says, hocheach, tocheach, tocheach, es amisecha, v'lo siso lov cheid. It's very important when you see somebody do something wrong to admonish him, to tell him, to warn him, to give him tochacha that he shouldn't do it again, or be careful what he's about to do is against halacha, and you're supposed to tell him. But unfortunately, the situation is here is Moshe is faced with the situation that if he starts to tell the people who are the ringleaders, pulls them aside and gives them a speech and lashes out against them, that certainly is not an attitude that will not be something that creates a cohesiveness amongst Klal Yisrael. And this becomes a major problem. So what one is told to do is to gather everybody together and lecture them as a people, and that everybody will get to know the way it is. I remember early on in my career as a rabbi, and I had to face something very serious in the shul. Also, it had to do with keeping yontif. Somebody in the shul had violated yontif, and I basically knew who among a few people who did it. But I knew that it would be a bad idea to single them out and tell them what they did was wrong. So what I did that day was, between Mincha and Ma'ariv on that day, I spoke about the Hilcha Halachas of Yontif, and rather than single out, just point out that this is certainly against the rules, certain things that had happened, and that I pointed out it can't be done again. We want to call ourselves an Orthodox shul. How do we feel about ourselves? And there are certain things that go against halacha that we can't do it, certainly not in a public place. I can't control what goes on privately in your own home. But I didn't want to single anybody out. It's very difficult when a teacher singles out somebody in front of the whole class. It's a very embarrassing situation. And Moshe Rabbeinu was faced with that because he needs at this point not to single anybody out, because he's trying to create that air of cohesiveness, because if they're going to build a Mishkan, that's going to be a crucial factor involved. And therefore, he starts saying, Lo sivaru esh, b'chol moshvosechem, b'yom ha-shabbos, yisheshes yomim tavod. I'm just telling you all these laws of Shabbos, that you'll do all your work 6 days a week, the seventh day of the week, even though this is you're building the house of God. I want you to know that God expects you to keep the Shabbos regardless, in mind, in spirit. And that's a major thing if we, the difference between us and other religions. It's, you know, the spirit of the law. We always look in other religions, as long as you're not violating the spirit of the law. I always try to explain to people that the difference in Yiddishkeit is, while we're interested certainly in a major way to observe the spirit of the law, but God is also pointing out that we need to keep the letter of the law. And therefore, Moshe begins the parsha that way. And it says, Vayakel Moshe, he gathers everybody together to create this. We're all in it together. I want everybody to hear this. I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. And that's the problem here. There's a lot of finger pointing. You know, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you do something? I was very far away from the Egel. I didn't know what was happening. You know, the Klal Yisrael were 12 mil by 12 mil. There were 3 million people spread over a wide area. There could have been people who didn't even realize what was going on. It's impossible to know. We don't know. We're not told. But certainly the people that are closest to the scenario and be able to have a hands-on in the situation are going to be the most guilty. And this is the situation that we have. If you are there, the closer you are to the Avera is your responsibility of Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. But Moshe realizes this is not going to work if they're going to have to pitch in together and build a Mishkan. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to create, an air of cohesiveness. And so right now he begins to tell them again, all of the jobs that will need to be done, all the merchandise that they have to collect. And we get to the point now, he's faced with another interesting situation. Of course, God has told him beforehand to appoint Bezalel. We learn in last week's parsha that God had told him to appoint Bezalel, and that he will infuse him with all the nevuah, the chokhmah of the das. The das is the science, that's the mada, and to be able to do it. And that's what he's trying to do. Take somebody from Yehuda, somebody from Shevet Dan, Aliyah ben Achisa Mochle Matei Dan. But of course, Chazal get into the whole idea of why does he mention Ben Uri, Ben Hur. It says And it, who is this going to be? It's Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. What is so important about, of course, Chazal point out, why is it necessary to say ben Uri ben Hur? Why doesn't it say ben Uri ben Hur ben Kolev? And of course, that's who would have been Hur's father, was Kolev ben Yefuneh. And so we have that scenario. Why does it stop there? And of course, we're told that Hur was the one who was killed under the for he was the one who tried to stop the building of the Beis Medrash of excuse me to stop the building of the Egel. And what we have to do, Moshe wants to point out that before we choose somebody, it's very important that we know in today's society, we call it to vet the person that we're hiring to do the most important job here is to be the senior architect, the master architect of building the Mishkan. We want somebody who's what we would say, Merutza Lakol, that everybody agrees that this is the person who should be in charge. He's a 13-year-old boy, but the reality is God will imbue him with all the necessary accoutrements, all the knowledge, all the abilities to do it. And what we have to reason over here is, and he says, I want everybody to get involved. And what God has to do, this is where God realizes that if everybody wants to do it, Asher Nodav Libom Osam, Asher Nodvar Rucho Oso, we want Bechokhma Belev and the Ruach, its heart and soul. We want everybody, only the people who want to give, who feel that they're giving, not because we see sometimes an appeal, we get people who raise their hand and they want to show, I'm going to give $1,000, I'm going to give $5,000, I'm a rich person, I want to show that I could give even more. And that's not what we're interested. The people that God told Moshe, I only want you to collect what I want to impress upon the people, if nodvar rucho oso, they're not giving to show how rich they are. They're giving because this is a cause that they feel is worthy, and they feel that it's critical for their survival, and that's the only reason. They have no agenda here, and that is why we have this week involved as well is Parsha Shkolim. Everybody was to give an equal share in terms of a machzis ha-shekel. And the interesting thing is, of course, we know the measurements of the amount of we give. Each person doesn't give a whole shekel. And we know what the point of a machzis ha-shekel is, that we and God, each one of us is only half. Each person comes from a mother and a father. Everybody has two halves. No man is an island unto himself. We use all these platitudes, but they are so true. And everybody is told to get together, and each project is built with many things. Vayavohu anoshim al hanoshim. We need for everybody to be involved in the Mishkan, for everybody to finally get together and put all their differences aside and stop the finger pointing. And Moshe knows that this is what's necessary. And so we see the measurements of all the things in the Mishkan are in whole measurements, 5 amos by 5 amos, 10 amos by 10 amos, or 20 amos by 20 amos. Yet we notice only two things get a half amma, and that is the Shulchan and the Aron. The Aron is 1.5 by 2.5 by 3.5. Everything is a half on the Aron. The Shulchan is also has one of the measurements is a half. And that is to tell us that everything else in the Mishkan that is God's abode, that is complete. It's for God. He needs no partners. But the Torah is for everybody. The Torah only works when you have people learning together. You're sharing the Torah. God says, the Torah, I'm giving you to share with you. The Shulchan, when you invite people to your table, you're sharing what you have with other people. Everybody is a half. Nobody is complete. by himself. Everybody needs somebody else to make him better, to keep him on the straight and narrow, whatever it is, to feel a sense of community. Every project needs people to get together. We say all the time, two heads are better than one. And the truth of the matter is, that's why even Bezalel, God wanted to make sure that the other tribes had equal representation, because even though we know that the Levim were the ones who were not guilty, but we didn't want the leaders of building the Mishkan to be only from Shevet Levi. They would control the funds, certainly, as Isamar was his job, as we see in next week's Parsha when it says, Biyad Isamar ben Aaron HaKohen. But in this week's Parsha, we're told that we're given it the job to be Bezalel, but you never have only one person in charge. There has to be oversight. And with Bezalel comes Aliyav ben Achisa Mach Lamate Dan from the tribe of Yehuda, who leads to Shevet Dan, who was the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos, from the top tribe to the bottom tribe. And that's what we want to create, that air of cohesiveness. And that's what we need in Klal Yisrael. We see what's going on in the world. We're faced with such tremendous nisyonos now. We're looking now at Hezbollah starting a major war. We hope not, but we're being attacked from all sides in Eretz Yisrael. And if we don't band together and really keep our focus on just being one cohesive unit, no matter what we do, we have to have one common goal. As with the Aron and with the Shulchan, know that each one is doing his part. Kol Asher Nadvarucho. That is what we're looking for in this world. That's what we're looking for. That's the only way we will survive all the calamities that we've been through, all the tzoras that we've had throughout the ages. Nothing worse than the Egel. Imagine from the heights of Har Sinai to a few weeks later descending to the depths of the Egel. But now Moshe realizes, I need to pull them out of this mental state of depression. And the only way we could do that is by banding together to build the Mishkan. Our job today is to build Klal Yisrael, to give our total and undying and unending support in any way that we can. We hope that it gets better. But things, we see the news, we read the news from all the people that are talking from both sides of their mouth, from everywhere in corners of the world. And every once in a while, somebody speaks up. We have to make our voices heard, but we have to hear each other. If we stick together, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down and says, if Bnei Yisrael are together and they're willing to do as the parasha this week and next week says 100 times over, K'chol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, whatever God commanded, it doesn't say to do it willingly as much as it says they did everything, K'chol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. If we do that, nothing can stand in our way. Let us keep that in mind. That'll keep us with the mitzvah of Shabbos, with the mitzvah of Shkolim, that we are only, each person is only half, that we have a partner. Everyone needs a partner in what they do. You get somebody else to help you out. It creates a sense of unity. May we be zocha to be a unified nation, and with Hashem's help, as the unified people that he wants us to be, then God will help us and we won't need help from the rest of the world. And we could do what we want. Hashem can overcome any obstacle, as we know. He could split the sea. He could split mountains. We only have to pray to him to do it. And hopefully he will listen to our prayers. Have a good week. We look forward to next week when we complete the Mishkan. Hopefully we complete our task in Eretz Yisrael just as quickly. Thank you. Have a good night.